Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
I'm with you.
I am vowing to bet twice what I normally bet on every pick that Heather makes today.
Oh, you are going medieval.
Is this to just destroy? Yes, because once you start betting on my picks, I'm going to lose.
Yeah, because
it would work better if you bet on them.
I'm not going to.
But the next best thing is somebody else does, so why not our...
Something's got to give. I mean, she's got 11 games of ground that we got to make up. She's 34
it's a long season.
And 15.
Feels like it.
Heather Park, an unsustainably hot run right now. 6-1 last week. Everybody else had a winning week, but nobody feels good about it because, well, she continues to kick her ass.
I don't keep these stats, but I know this is a fact that nobody, since I've ever done this in radio, has ever been 19 games above 500.
No. And you use unsustainable. Unsustainable, we passed that threshold about 4 weeks ago.
A month into the season.
Yeah.
And now it's just uncharted territory. Maybe she's the greatest picker of all time. We'll find out. Greg, take us through it.
I'm happy for you, Heather.
Thank you.
Third Saturday in October, Alabama traveled to Knoxville to take on Tennessee. Crimson Tide, a 2.5-point favorite, Jim.
Nico Iamaliava. I love saying his name. Gets it going against a young secondary. Finally, this week, give me the Vols.
So I mentioned the foolproof method.
Yes.
That this is proven to work.
Okay.
I have a quarter.
Boy.
And heads, I'm going Alabama. Tails, Tennessee. It is a tail, so it's Tennessee.
Tails.
Lock it
fails.
In.
Wow. That's right.
I'm also going with Tennessee, and the only reason why is because as soon as I saw this, I started singing the song.
You're just copying me now.
No, I started singing the song Tennessee. Tennessee.
To Tennessee.
Tennessee. Tennessee. So, going with Tennessee.
This is what works! You gotta be kidding me!
Second week in a row, I'm wearing a hoodie of a team I'm selecting in the picks. Roll Tide, roll, Gov.
You made me feel way better about this, Greg, because that's where I'm going as we see balance in the force come back to college football this weekend.
Mm.
Number one, Texas hosts number five, Georgia, laying 4.5 points. Let's start with John.
All right. Georgia is heads and Texas is tails. It's tails again. Tails never fails, so I'm going with Texas. Here we go.
Tails for the two T's, Tennessee and Texas.
Yeah, TT.
I'm going with Texas as well because Texas comes right after Tennessee in alphabetical order.
Yeah, again, you're just copying me.
No, I'm not.
I think I found what she actually does. It's the coin flip
method. She wouldn't be copying you, that's for sure.
No, I think I found her. Yeah, there's no way she's be copying me, but here is a direct quote from Heather Park at the break.
Didn't say that.
Wait.
No.
That's not it.
It's just pure luck. That's why I'm going with the coin flip method.
Mm-hmm.
Texas is going to beat that ass. Texas.
Oh, boy.
So I was talking to our boss yesterday, JP.
Yeah.
I mean, JP, Georgia Jimmy. Yeah.
Georgia Jimmy.
And I said, so I do this like a couple times a year when his team's kind of maybe getting questioned. And he goes, Georgia, money line. I'll go with Jimmy on this. When Jimmy's this confident, give me Georgia.
Did I see the stat that I think it's been 100 games since they've been an underdog going into a game? Georgia, like that
sounds right.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Let's go from JP to JC and no, not that one. Jim.
I'm going to go with
clearly
the savior.
Yeah, right. I'm going to pull a Stoney. I think Texas wins I think Georgia covers. I'll take the Bulldogs.
Oh boy.
Iowa, a 5.5-point favorite against Michigan State on the banks of the old Red Cedar. Here comes Saturday night. Here comes Saturday night. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Heather.
I am going with Iowa because in my research, I found that that's where Sam LaPorta went. So I'm choosing Iowa.
MSU doesn't want to play night games. I don't want to watch them play night games. Iowa.
Well, JC went to Iowa, too. Jack Campbell.
Right.
Not that JC. Isn't this the devil's number, by the way?
Yeah.
So Satan's involved in this one?
Somehow, yep.
I'm going to go with the Spartans here. I think they bounce back, play probably their best game of the year coming off the bye. I think a young team, a new coach, a quarterback that needs to grow. Bye weeks really help them. And I'll take the points with Iowa giving 5.5.
I feel like betting on MSU, it's like whack-a-mole. One of these weeks, I feel like they get it together and they don't turn the ball over and they win, but I feel like I'm swinging wildly with them. I'm just going to take Iowa.
You just keep whacking?
I'm going to take Iowa because I do think the turnovers continue to bite the Spartans in the ass.
All right. Iowa's heads. Michigan State's tails. It's tails again. That's 3 in a row. Give me Michigan State.
All right. Speaking of off the bye, Michigan's off the bye. A 3.5-point favorite at Illinois. The second of Doug and John's double dip of crappy Big Ten cities.
Yes.
I'm going first here. I am truly at a loss of how to pick Michigan. I really wish I wasn't going first. I would just tail Heather. Could they be a brand new team after the bye? Sure. Am I confident they will? No?
No.
I'll take Michigan, I guess.
You said crappy Big Ten cities. Champaign is a crappy Big Ten city, which I say that right now at 6:41, where I know my wife's not listening because that's where she went. But West Lafayette has had major improvements.
The campus is nice.
The stadium's
the campus,
mess.
Lafayette, all right, POS. West Lafayette, not so much.
I think he's speaking relatively, too, in terms of if the bottom
compared
of the Big Ten.
Ann Arbor or Madison or Columbus.
East Lansing, I think, is very good.
Yeah, I would say that, yeah.
I learned out of that Greg wants to tail Heather. That's what he said.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, stop it.
Right. Again, I'll apply the same things here with the bye. Michigan plays its best game. In the words of paraphrasing Joel Klatt, you will see the best version of Michigan in the second half of the season with Jack Tuttle.
Okay.
I'll buy in.
Sure, I'll buy that they'll get their best version. I don't know if that's good enough. I'm going to take the best retro uniforms I've seen. I'm going to take the Illini in the 3.5.
I am not deviating from my system. Heads is Michigan. Tails is Illinois. It's a heads!
Give me
Michigan.
That's not the same coin.
It's the same
coin. That's got two heads on it.
Yeah.
Well, one's a Wolverine and one's a Block M.
No, well, let's not go down that road.
Either.
Okay, so I was going to choose Michigan, but Tom, you have said that you always choose wrong when it comes to Michigan games, right?
Yes.
Is that still true? Is that
it's
held
much.
Up?
I won
don't
one this
change
year,
your philosophy now.
This is where you do something bad to your karma.
Don't change
don't
your
ever
philosophy.
Go with me.
You're up 34-15.
Anything shouldn't have anything to do with me
you
when you make
ignore
your pick.
It doesn't, but...
Everything that's said around you.
Well, then I'll still go with Michigan.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, what's the score going to be?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Okay, great.
Yes.
I don't know.
They win by at least 4.
Yeah, that's hope.
All right, to the NFL. Yes,
that's my hope, too.
Texans go to Lambeau getting 2.5 points against the Packers. Gov.
I found this line to be fishy. I'm going to go with the Packers. I'm surprised they're a 2.5-point favorite. Vegas knows something here.
Feels toss-uppy. Texans defense got beat up. Still no Nico Collins. I'll take the pack at home.
Okay. All right. Speaking of toss-up, here we go. Texans are heads. Packers are tails. Heads twice in a row. Give me the Texans.
I'm going with Packers as well. No rhyme or reason. Just my choice.
Yeah.
You like cheese, right?
I don't really like cheese.
And
grilled
this
cheese.
This stupid cheese head is dumb, too. I don't like it.
Too binding. Too binding.
What?
Too binding.
No, I just don't like it. I really like cheese.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
CJ Stroud, outside, weather's getting colder, the joke writes itself, Packers. 5-0 Chiefs are 1.5-point underdogs in San Francisco to take on the 3-3 49ers, Jim.
Mahomes is an underdog, Andy Reid off a bye, I'm not going to overthink this one, give me KC.
John.
Chiefs heads, 49ers tails. Oh, we're back to tails, give me the Niners.
I'm going with the Chiefs. I feel like I'm invested in Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Just going with them.
Swifties at their best. Yep.
Back in the magical year of 1990, a preseason game between the Broncos and Niners was billed as not a replay, but a rematch. Well, 8-year-old me thought, whoa, they're going to replay the Super Bowl? I never found out who won that preseason game. I'll take the Chiefs here.
Okay.
Gov.
The numbers that Jim said with Mahomes off the bye, Reed off the bye, are so, like, universally, like, straight talking points are so good that it just makes you wonder almost at some point, will it keep holding?
Yeah.
But it's so powerful, I have to go with the Chiefs.
All right.
Lions take on the 5-0 Vikings in Minneapolis. Heather's people favored by 1.5. John.
All right. Lions at Vikings. Lions head, Vikings tails. It's a heads. Give me the Lions. Woo-hoo.
Heather.
Making the pick as we go.
I am. Wait. Hold on here.
Wait.
I wanted to choose. I want the Lions to win and destroy the Vikings. However, the Vikings have brought me a lot of good luck. But I think I'm going to choose the Lions.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Again, so I think she's just taking my picks.
You want to get your people?
I'm going against my people.
Oh, the downturn. This is when it starts.
Last week was such an up for the Lions that the only thing that could bring them down is an Aiden Hutchinson season-ending injury. I think that gives the Lions a focus and a motivation to come out in Minneapolis and win this game. Give me the Lions!
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of agree with those same things that Greg said. I think the Lions win this game. And just for S's and G's, because I say it every week when we have a Vikings pick, can the Minnesota Vikings really go 6-0? And then he can play that next week when they do in the replay.
Did everybody take the Lions?
Mm-hmm.
It's not unanimous this week.
Oh! Costa Lockett, please!
Well, you don't always
Lockett
have to be the bad guy.
Why are you so negative?
Yeah. Mr. 12 wins.
If we took our bias out of this, it's a team off a bye against a team with a big emotional win, and they lost Aiden Hutchinson. I need to see the pass rush. I'm taking the Vikings. And that stupid horn. There you go. Those are the picks. It's 97-1.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.